Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Get ready for that code at the end of the podcast to save yourself a little money.
I got the email that ours for this week are on the way.
Okay.
That's right. Okay, speaking of food and meals, everyone's had this experience. Murphy and I had it this weekend. It's when you go out to eat together and you're excited about it and you realize, oh, I want to go to this place again. We haven't been here forever. And you show up and you're excited. Then you order food and it just, when you order food and it doesn't really live up, it's so disappointing.
Yeah.
And I know this is a first world problem, but it's so disappointing, right?
Yeah,
it is.
So we went to a place. We're not going to name that place because I would never, it's a wonderful establishment. And it's casual dining.
Yeah.
And we saw that there was a Cubano on the menu.
Oh.
And we haven't been here in forever. Probably been a year or two since we've eaten here.
Yeah.
And we always love a Cubano, a traditional classic one. And so I ordered the Cubano. You ordered like a barbecue sandwich.
Yeah, a brisket.
And the deal is, what happens is, you know, he gets a big sandwich that's sliced in half, and I get a big sandwich that's sliced in half. Yeah. What do you think we do?
Time to trade.
That's right. Well, share.
One of each, right. And I've since this meal, I've looked up a Cubano sandwich just for the reason of double checking what's supposed to be in it, because there was some oddity, some odd flavor in it, right?
And it was almost like it was curry or something. It's something that doesn't belong, and I don't know if it was in what they were dressing, you know, the sandwich with, or if it was it that they. You know, like the pickles were flavored a certain way.
It was in the marinade favorite. That the pork roast.
No, actually, that was my favorite part of this story is that by the end of the meal, Murphy is so hopeful that with each bite, it will taste like it's supposed to. It was good, but it was definitely a curry flavor, which is a little overpowering. And I didn't expect it in the Cubano.
Curry is an acquired taste. I know that there are people who absolutely love curry. I just can't. I don't know why. It's one of those things.
Sure.
And
my favorite part is that you deconstructed the sandwich.
I did.
He took the ham out. It's not the ham. He took some of the pork out. It's not the pork. And he took some of the pickles out. It might be the pickles. and we're looking for Swiss, and we didn't see the Swiss.
Ah.
And so we deconstructed the whole sandwich. Meanwhile, not letting the restaurant people or the wait staff know.
Okay.
I don't want to complain.
It wasn't so bad that I wasn't going to eat it. It was just the flavor. You know, when you get a certain, like, that's the reason you went and looked at the recipe, right? You know,
if I'm looking
a pepperoni pizza, you put it in your mouth, it's going to taste a certain way. A hamburger, whatever it is, you know, you have an expectation. And so if you really love the Cuban sandwiches, which I absolutely do, and everybody makes them a little bit different, but the base is usually the same.
This is the base. You know? Mustard, mayo, ham, roasted pork, and that pork for a true Cubano is cooked a certain way.
Yeah.
The lime juices and all, like they did in the movie Chef.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese and the bread and pickles. Pickles, you know, important. Yeah. And I do think once you deconstructed the sandwich and you ate the leftovers last night.
Oh yeah.
It was in the pickle.
I think it was in the pickle.
It changed the whole sandwich.
It also had some marinated onions on it. It could have been in that. I mean, that whole marinade thing was.
And that's not in the traditional recipe. I'm looking at the traditional recipe for a Cubano.
Certain restaurants, they like to put their own little spin on it.
I know,
them may go a little too far.
That's their right.
Yeah.
And prerogative.
Yeah.
It's just.
But, you know, it's almost like the restaurant ought to kind of. If they're going to put their own twist on the sandwich, put the twist on the name too, the Cubano something style or the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So that it's a little bit different.
In the menu, it listed what was in the sandwich and then it said, and pickles.
But you know,
it didn't say curry infused pickles.
Right. Well, and I think the polarizing spices in general are the things you have to be careful of. But see,
what you don't play with.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, cilantro for me, and I know that that's in most restaurants that have cilantro based, everybody gets it tastes like soap. Yes, it does. You know, and that's about half the or a smaller percentage of the population.
It's big enough.
It's known.
And it's known, but it's also a polarizing, you know, flavor. So, but you see it on the menu if you know it's there. You know, curry. I'm trying to think of what's another one of those, you know, very, very unique spices, but it's really strong.
Oh, caraway seeds or something like that.
You know what? Which one gets me is cinnamon. When cinnamon is put in a savory dish, like cinnamon and chili, it's like
Yeah. Whoa. And there are people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe, and I wonder if that, could that be what this was too? Because cinnamon sometimes can kind of mock that curry taste to me, but I'm pretty sure this was curry.
That's the beauty of cooking.
It's cumin that I was thinking of. Cumin. Overuse of cumin can be
overpowering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the beauty. If you are a chef, if you're a cook, to play with other flavors, and you're even encouraged, you know, do this, learn how to make blank A, B, and C. But then what can you do to it?
Right.
To
because if you find the right combination, you're going to have the one everybody talks about and has to come get.
Yeah. Correct. But for us, and it's not the end of the world. We had a great day, but it is sort of, it's like, it's not what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what we were looking for, but you paid for it. We tipped well. It was good service.
Well, you could have asked the server, like, hey, there's a unique taste on this. What is it?
Yeah.
You know, not in that, what did you put on this?
Right.
No. You know,
so we almost went and got a burger at Five Guys.
The next day, but just to make
excuse
up
me,
for
is there curry on this burger? Well, you,
all right.
Yeah, you may find curry in some of the foods from Factor, but at least it's going to be there on the label and let you know. Factormeals.com. And no matter how busy you are, you always have time for a nutritious meal. Thanks to Factor, because their meals are prepared by chefs. They are reviewed by dietitians. So if you are on some kind of plan, keto, protein plus, counting calories, you can get your food from Factor and you can stay on your plan. Or you can go and customize. You've got 35 meals to choose from every week, 60 different add-ons, so you can pick what you want, like Jody did.
Yeah, and it's just super convenient. Yes, it's delicious. And it's just, to me, when you're busy and you don't have time to shop and cook, boom. And then when it's done, your kitchen's clean.
When I did them, it's almost like, okay, now what? And it's like, oh, that's it.
Favorite.
Well, yeah. And I like that you're not, you know, stuck and you've got to get it every single day for an entire month or whatever. You control the schedule, the delivery.
Come and go as you
the
want.
The cost and all that, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And right now you can get 50% off your first box, 20% off your second box with this code MSJ50. You go to factormeals.com. The code is MSJ50. You get 50% off your first box, 20% off that second box, and you're going to keep ordering and ordering.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast brought to you by Factor.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.